Christina,
what'd you do? That little pause there?
I didn't
you
do
fall asleep?
But I heard the heavy breathing while our opening
did it?
That was you.
I realized that the window was open. I was trying to get over to the window without dropping my phone and close the bedroom window up there.
Why is it raining in?
It's background noise. I want a quiet studio for my listeners. Welcome, everybody. All right, as you know, the window is now closed. It's very refreshing to see in the chat room. People are asking, who's going fishing? When are you going fishing? Where are you going fishing? Nice that the weather is finally getting somewhere around here, and people are talking about fishing in Virginia. Over it. Done with it. Crappy weather. Get the heck out of here. For the next couple of days, we're going to get a lot of rain that everybody experienced in Jacksonville. That storm's moving its way up the coast. But it hasn't been too bad, I guess. All that came last night, the big part, overnight where everybody was sleeping. So hopefully it'll get out of here. Looks as though the weekend's going to be pretty nice. Small chances of showers, but not too bad. Temperatures are back in the 70s and 80s, so get out there and go fishing. Speckle Trout Joe's having issues in the chat room.
He can't hear us, apparently, so we can talk shit about him. Can I say
hey, that? whoa. everybody heard that.
I think Jay's got another call coming in. I can hear his call waiting.
Oh, really? Well, go ahead and take that call, Jay. I got some time to kill. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Let's see who all we got joining us tonight. Andy Bukowski, Dave Langston. How's it going, buddy? Don Paredes, Engine Kevin. Couple guests there. Guests, you've got a Facebook or Twitter account. You can log in. That way you can participate in the mayhem that goes on in our chat room, or maybe best to not and sit back and watch it all go by. But either way, or you can always call in the show, too. The number's at the top of your page there. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. Kendall, good job this weekend. Kendall went out with the Howe outing. Had a nice flounder, but I was able to give him a quick lesson on filleting flounder this weekend and clean up. We did not see any pictures, Kendall, of said flounder being cooked or the meal that went along with it like we were supposed to do, but I know how you O3 guys are. You can't follow directions too well. Anyway, R. Lee, Tommy Edgigs, what's going on? Jay down in Camp Lejeune, speaking of O3s. Jay's not an O3, but down in Camp Lejeune. And everybody else listening on your apps or who have podcasted this show later on, thank you for tuning in. And we've talked enough about it, but just in case, if you don't know, we have apps available for both Android and Mac products. So you can go to your app store and download the Kayak Fishing Radio app and never miss an episode. Plus, you can get podcasts on there and a bunch of other cool little things going on that app for you. So, but again, thank you everybody for tuning in, and we'll get going here. So, this past weekend, we had some very, very terrible weather around here. It blew and it rained, but it did not stop the power. Wow, weather sound effects now too, huh?
It's the bomb. The button is called the bomb, but the weather
sounded like something.
The weather's been essentially like this.
Yeah, it was pretty crappy this weekend. But it did not stop the first Tidewater Howe event from going off. I have to say, to the 7 out of the 15, we were supposed to have 14 to 15. We got 7 on Saturday, which was still a good turnout for that weather. I can honestly say if I had booked clients for that day, I would have canceled. 20, 30-mile-an-hour winds, gust up to 30 it was, and rained, a really crappy, dreary day, but they all showed up and fished the whole time. No complaints, laughing, smiling. Fish were caught. It wasn't a bailing as it was day, but there was fish caught out there, and like I said, it was really cool to see because not one of them complained. They sat up there the whole time until lunch and did their thing and looked like a pretty good time for everybody. Considering the weather. So it just goes to show you that not only can you suck it up sometimes, but definitely with those guys, it really makes you feel good to see them get out, go on the water, regardless of the conditions, and have a good time. They all mentioned back at the ramp that they did have a good time. We're planning on doing it again, so I hope to see them out there again, and maybe the other ones that didn't show up will have nicer weather. I told everybody that day, I said, well, if you made it today, you'll be fine any other day, because that's probably about the worst we would ever fish an event like that. But being the first of the year, get it off the ground and get it out of the way. So we did, and move on to bigger and better outings, I'm hoping, in the future. No more crappy weather. So it was a lot of fun. Even, what was the little girl that tagged along, you had tagging along, Chris? What was her name? What was her name? Anyway, she caught a couple of bluefish. She seemed to be all right. She was a little happier when she got to go sit in Tom's warm truck, though, and warm
up, dry out a little. Yeah, took a nice bath after.
Yeah, so, dang, I feel bad now. I can't remember her name. But anyway, daughter of one of the, what do we have? We had three generations there, right? There was a grandfather, a father.
It was mother. It was father, daughter, and grandfather.
Yeah, so we had three generations. I know Dad was a former Marine. He actually got out the year I went in, but yeah, I talked briefly with the dad. Didn't get a chance to talk to Grandpa, but pretty cool. Pretty cool. What's going on? Oh, Arlie's asking how you guys like your new plastics. Love it. We had a good time. That was my first real fishing trip in the Slayer. I've had many times on the boat, but first time I got to fish off of it and paddle it around. It was good. Good time. Yeah, we got our new kayaks last week. Well, I guess we didn't. Yeah, we got them after Tuesday's show. Chris took the new Ultimate out. I never knew how good the cami job was on those kayaks, so I went back to the ramp to get something and came back out, and I couldn't find Chris anywhere. She was up against the shoreline in that gray and green camo up against the outgoing muddy tide and the green background. I couldn't see her until she moved, and I noticed movement. So I was like, wow, the camo works pretty good. So I guess Allie. There you go, Don. Don said Allie. That's right. But, yeah, so cami worked pretty good, I guess.
Maybe we need to pimp it all up for hunting, and we'll go hunting on it.
Yeah, I was talking to Will at Get Outdoors today, and I said, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, to camo. I guess in those situations when you're trying to lay low and against the grass line, nobody's going to see you or have to worry about a boat running over top of you. Anyway, you're pretty good, but out in the open.
You know.
You have your Yak Attack flag and all. We didn't really get them rigged up yet.
Sometimes
did throw an anchor shuttle on the Ultimate Friday, so at least we could anchor because we knew it was going to be windy. But
sometimes
about all we've gotten done.
Sometimes it's not a bad thing when your husband can't see you while fishing, particularly if you got fish on.
Is that how it works? You can put a little tracking beacon in your kayak.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, well, anybody who knows me well enough knows that I can't work technology that advanced to put a tracking beacon in there or be able to figure out how to use it. So.
I love it, though.
Yeah, nice. Nice to have some new kayaks. So, yeah, we got all rigged up. Got to use the new T-Bone this past weekend. In the truck, worked very nice. New tool racks. We're done. We're set. Always got to get on the water more. So, should be cool. Coming up. What else we got going on here? Chris, where's that Boom Diggly button? You want to hit that? And we'll go ahead and share the Boom Doggle.
I don't have a Boom Diggly button. However, I can push our...
You don't have an old one? What do I want, Steve? It's not a Merritt Island one, obviously.
Push the yak spot. No.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Chip, Mark, and Adam, if you're listening at any point in time, you need to make a new button. I need a Boondoggle button for the upcoming Boondoggle event. All right. Well, you're going to hear more and more as it gets closer and closer, but make sure that we share here on the Double L Show the upcoming Boondoggle event, Columbus Day weekend in October. Registration's been open now for about 2 weeks.
I believe at this point, that particular campground where they're having the boondoggle is booked. However, I believe they're starting to post up alternative places to stay.
All right, well, there you go. You heard it. The campground is full. It was pretty darn close last week, so I'm sure it probably is by now. Unfortunately, I have not looked. Sorry. But you can get all your information at yakangler.com/boondoggle. A very good page there with all kind of information for you, everything. And you can still register, I guess, but you're not going to be able to get a campsite. So go to yakangler.com for the upcoming boondoggle. Upcoming, a little ways off, but if it goes like it did last time, before you know it, it'll be here October 11th through the 14th. All right. Very cool. What's going on? Anybody? Anything? Missing nothing?
No, I guess we lost Joe.
Wow. Well, speaking of losing Joe, is Jay on the phone? Phillip's on the phone?
Both Jay and Phillip. I was going to say you might want to try to get to Phillip if he hasn't had.
Yeah, Philip, we'll get to you first because you got some serious weather, you said, coming through. You there, Mr. Rucker?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Not sounding too good, Philip. Not you personally, but your phone. You're there, but am I the only one that hears it breaking up, or... Hello.
That's perfect.
Ooh.
Hey, you're real garbled.
Phillip, if you can hear us, no offense, would you be so kind and hang up and try to dial us again? Here, let's do the bomb thing again. Testing, Mark and Chris calling Philip. Philip, are you with us?
I'm here.
Yeah, you're real bad, brother. Why don't you hang up and call back? Or is this a landline or call from? Or try a landline. But yeah, you're real bad, brother. Hang up. We'll run our mouth for a couple minutes and try you again. I want to get you in, but I can't. We can barely hear you here.
Okay, I'm calling.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay.
Yeah, Phillips said they got some bad storms rolling through over there in his neck of the woods in North Carolina. He warned us before the show, so I don't know if that's what's making it bad or not. But we'll give him a few minutes to call back and see what's going on. He was in a Phillips in on last weekend's tournament. So let's give him a second here to call in. What else we got to share here
Jay's
tonight?
Here.
That all kind of...
Jay's with us. Jay.
All right.
With us.
Jay.
Jay Brooks.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we
You're
can hear you good.
Awesome. Hey, as far as the North Carolina fishing goes, I got out last week, and it was blowing 15 knots. The water was chocolate milk.
Wait a minute. Boy, you just jumped right in. You in a hurry? You got someplace to go?
No, I'm trying to get done so I can join in the chat room. I can't do two things at all.
You can't type in the chat room and talk at the same time. I got you. I know.
Philip is back, too.
All right. Well, oh, shoot. All right. Just hang on.
Ooh,
all right, Jay. Well, just real quick. This is Jay Brooks, everybody. And Jay is currently down in the great Camp Lejeune in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So I just want to let everybody know you just jumped right into your report. So kind of give us an idea of whereabouts you're fishing. Anyway, you don't have to give us your exact location unless you want to share, but I just wanted to make sure everybody knew who was talking and what's going on.
Yeah.
Right, so you've been trying to get out and fish, have you? Not down there doing all training, huh?
Yeah. I got done early the other day, and I got done at 1, and I knew I had to make it out on the water, but it was 115 knots, so I ended up going out anyway. I beat some holes and then also started beating the banks. Ended up catching one 17-inch red, but the water was chocolate milk. It's the best I could have expected in the conditions. I mean, I finally got blow off the water with gust hitting around 20, so I got off the water then. Here's a lesson for everyone that's trying to get their wife fishing. I really wanted to get Allie out on those big bulls that y'all had here in Virginia, so I went out. I knew it was going to be a little bit windy, but I was going to try some different spots, see if I could find a spot we could anchor up and be relatively safe. And I knew it was supposed to be blowing, you know, somewhere around 10, 10:15. And so I paid the toll, paid for bait, paid for parking, and I got out of the truck, and wind was howling. So I had about 40
hours. Wait a minute. Time out. So now you're back in Virginia, you're going to North Carolina, and now you're back in Virginia.
No, just for last weekend. I got another report from this week.
You're like a drunk on the highway, dude. You're all over the place. You're all over the place.
I'm going to drop the bomb on Jay, too.
All right. So forget about North Carolina fishing. Now he's taking Allie looking for some bull reds. Okay.
Look. So I get out of the truck, and there's just no way. Now, I would have gone. There's just no way I can expect her to go, so... So before she even got out of the truck, I walked over to the passenger side. I opened the door. I said, "Hey, we're not going fishing today." So that's like the smartest thing I've ever done with her, because usually I'll make her go and it'll just be miserable, and I might catch a fish. But
So I'm very
proud of myself.
Wait a second there. You make her go, and how exactly do you make her go, Jay?
Well, I'm the man, so I tell her.
Wow.
Oh boy.
And he just said that.
Showing the love, huh?
He just said live on the radio. I know you're listening, Allie. I know you're out there. You heard what your husband just said. You mean
I don't make sure Allie gets a copy of the podcast.
I'll put that on her wall.
But, okay. So before I get in any more trouble, so I went out today. Again, I had about a half a day off. So I went out. There were some ponds here on base. And I wasn't going to battle with the salt water, not with the winds again. And then I knew it was still going to be pretty murky. It's probably going to take a couple of tide cycles to wash that out. So I decided to hit the ponds up. Ponds were relatively clear. I was fishing a green cinco. Ended up catching three bass. Right before dark, I got into a creek where I caught two of the three. So I was feeling pretty confident. And I see a fish, it's tailing, and you know, I see a couple of, you know, some bait scatter right around where that tailing fish is, and it's a pretty big tail, and I'm like, okay, that's the fish, and I already spooked one real good-sized bass, so I was like, okay, they're in here, and that one's real shallow, and this one looks like it's in the grass flat. I'm like, okay, so I paddle right across the creek from it within casting distance, and I cast to it. First cast was off a little bit, so I burned it back. Second cast was right where it should have been. Start working it back, and all of a sudden, there's a little bit of a wake. I'm like, okay, here it comes. Here comes my trophy. And the wake gets bigger and bigger, and then it breaks the surface. And since, I was gonna drop the F-bomb because Chris said it was okay, but it was a damn alligator. And I saw that, and I got the hell out of the creek. So,
wow.
So first word is there. It's just if you want to put in the time and look for the bigger fish. No, all those fish are pretty small.
How big was the alligator?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it was a 10-footer or anything, but it was big enough that I'll say it was about, easily 5 or 6 feet.
You get pictures?
So, you know, you brought your feet back in the kayak?
Yeah. I wasn't taking pictures because I thought it was a bass. The very end of his tail was just barely out of the water, and it was kind of slowly going back and forth, and so I was casting to it. And it wasn't until I pissed it off that I realized it was an alligator, and then it was pissed off, so I got out of there real quick.
Did you learn something from that, Jay?
Yeah, keep my feet in. I'm not going to sit side saddle in freshwater, I don't think.
You know, somebody in Florida just put up a picture of a kayaker got bit in the foot by an alligator.
Yeah, they scare me. That was the first time I've ever seen one fishing. and I wouldn't mind if it's my last.
So, as a rule of thumb, not every tail you see is a fish.
Not anymore.
Somebody in the chat room said the gator is not as dangerous as Allie's going to be.
That they must know Allie then.
Yeah. Well, there we go. All right, so the reason we had you call in, Jay, is just to see how many times you can insert your own foot in your mouth tonight. And so far...
I got at least two.
Yeah, you're good. You're good, dude.
Hey,
so you're
hey,
waiting for it to clear up, and you're going to make it back to the salt? You're going to get out to the salt down there in Jayville?
Yeah, I'm thinking about hitting up the flats tomorrow morning. It's supposed to slack out pretty early in the morning for the first couple hours, so I'm thinking about trying top water tomorrow and just kind of see what it's like. But it was chocolate milk last Thursday, and the wind blew all through the weekend. So today was decent. Towards the end of the day, the wind started to blow. So I'm really hoping that by tomorrow morning it'll be a little bit better.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm actually trying to get ready for a tournament, and let me, if y'all let me, it's actually Armed Forces paddle fishing tournament, and it actually benefits Heroes on the Water. I don't know if y'all have heard of that or not.
No, we haven't.
Okay, it's going to be down here in Swansboro, which is right on the backside of Camp Lejeune. I don't know how many they're expecting, but obviously it benefits how the Veterans of Foreign Wars is putting it on. There's a freshwater and a saltwater division, so you can enter either one of those. And then it's really your biggest two fish, I believe, and then you can fish for redfish, trout, or flounder. And then for freshwater, here's a... You can actually fish for bass, catfish, and one other type of fish. You can tell it. Okay, I'm sorry. Bowfin, brim, or crappie. So, I'm sorry. Tom's going to like this. I'm surprised Tom isn't coming down here for this because he can actually fish for croaker, and that will count. So.
I think Tom just returned. He's not even with us tonight. At least he's not online. Big college pickup.
Yeah, his daughter's last coming home today from school. No Tom. Well, that's cool, Jay. That's cool you let us know about that. Is there a How chapter involved with that? I'm trying to think of what the How chapter down there. There was the one in Fort Bragg. I'm not familiar with all of them because Caleb Duddle used to be. Caleb was a Marine, and he's stationed. He lives down around that neck of the woods, but I'm not sure where he lives now. But is there a How chapter going to be there that you know of, or is it just proceeds are going towards How?
Well, the only one that I know of is the same one that you're talking about And the individual that runs that one is actually running all of the North Carolina How chapters. He's going to have some veterans out there with him that day. I think he said he's going to have about four guys out there coming down from Fort Bragg. So a couple of them will be fishing there. But I think it's primarily to raise money and awareness for them. And then to get people interested in kayak fishing. It's really not that big here. You'd be surprised. Every now and then I'll see a kayak. But today I had that pond all to myself, as far as kayak goes. I saw three guys fishing the bank, but that was it. And then
wow.
Same thing, I've only seen two other kayakers in the salt since I've been here. So,
yeah, there's a lot of fishy water down there, too.
Yeah, so.
Really good down there. Well, you already know I was fishing there. So, yeah, it's a pretty good area down there. It's surprising that kayak fishing 20-some years ago when I was there, nobody knew what kayaks were, let alone fishing for one, so. But anyway.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm the only one dumb enough to go out. So that could be what it is.
Yeah, well, maybe you'll be a little instigator down there and get something going.
Yeah.
Is there any kayak shops or anything anywhere near there? Have you looked around or you haven't had time for any of that?
I haven't looked around. I haven't seen any. I've been in Jacksonville and I've been in Swansboro. I haven't seen any kayak shops. Matter of fact, there's not a whole lot of bait shops. There's only a handful of bait shops here. So it's just odd to me. Maybe when I go further south towards the intercoastal, there might be more going on there, though.
Right.
So.
Gotcha. Very cool. Well, if you make it down to Atlantic Beach, you go into Chasing Tails and tell Matt Lamb, the owner there, that I sent you in to say hi for me, okay?
I will.
Yeah, very cool. Well, stick around. You can go back to the chat room and carry on what's going on there, but you don't have to hang up if you got anything you want to interject. But do us a favor and call back next week, too, and let us know about the event. You said it's this coming weekend, right?
It's actually on the 18th, so there's still time to register.
Okay. Well, that's even better, and yeah, so maybe you can share that on your wall on Facebook or something, and we can put the word out there, because there's probably some people that are close to that area that might be interested, so very cool.
Because that's a pretty close drive, Jay. How long of a drive is it from here to there?
MapQuest says it's like 4 hours and 20 minutes. However, I haven't ever taken over 4 hours, even stopping to get gas and food. So it's between 3.5 hours, and Alex says I drive slow, 3.5 and 4 hours.
Cool.
You going straight down 17?
Yeah.
Is that what you do, go straight down 17 still?
Yep.
Yeah, cool.
You got a couple small towns, but that's it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna post a link up on. There's a link
there
right there for y'all.
Very cool. All right, Jay's put the link on the chat room. Very cool. All right, well then, in 2 weeks, I want you to call back and let us know how it went, and give us your take on the event.
Oh, I will. Hey,
all right.
You put me on mute.
I can't. There you go.
Allie wishes she has one of those buttons at home.
I bet you she did.
All right, Philip, let's try again. Are you with us, brother?
I'm here. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We hear you better now.
Loud and clear. Mo better. Mo perfect. Better.
Mo is better.
All right, well, we're not going to do our usual reading a report, because it always sounds like I'm reading a report. We're going to go straight to the source. We have Mr. Philip Ruckert now on the phone with Get Outdoors and Kayak Fish NC.
You got the bomb because you are reading his reports, honey.
I know, but it sounds like I'm reading a report. It's kind of hard to not read and sound like you're reading. So I don't have to do that tonight, because I have the man who sends them to us live and in person.
Maybe I need to get some fishing appropriate buttons I can drop while you're reading Philip's report.
We have a news
button. The bomb was appropriate for us right now with the storms we're having down here. It sounded like more thunder.
Oh, it's terrible up here, too.
Yeah, we had some good ones last night. I think we're supposed to get some more this evening. So it's that little squall stuck on top of Jacksonville all last weekend and made that tournament miserable for everyone. So it's breaking up and coming up the coast now.
Before I forget, if Jay's still listening, there's a It's not a kayak fishing shop, though they've held a few kayak fishing meetings there. They're mainly a recreational and sup shop, day touring and things like that. In Swansboro, right near Dudley's Marina, if Jay knows where that is, or if you've been across the Swansboro Bridge between Swansboro and Emerald Isle, there's a kayak shop. There are actually two of them.
How far is it? Yeah, you're a North Carolina guy. How far is it, like, from where we did the hook, line, and paddle tournament and all that? How far is that compared to where Jay is?
He's in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
That's about 2 hours.
Oh, is it that far? Okay.
Yeah, about two and a half hours. Yeah, it's a good trip from there. All the way down to the Wilmington, lower Wilmington area, southern part.
Gotcha. Very cool. So what's going on in your world, Philip? You guys just got done last weekend. I guess, how was your weather, first off, for that tournament that you had, the charity tournament?
It wasn't terrible. I mean, it could have definitely been worse. Friday, the day before, was actually pretty nice, and though it got gusts some from 15 to 20 miles an hour, that was kind of short-lived, but then a cold front moved in Friday night and brought overcast skies and drizzle, and then probably around by 12 or 1 o'clock, it was gusting back up to 20 again. So it definitely made it challenging, you know, for a lot of people. A lot of our reservoirs, and probably one in particular, has a lot of coves and areas that you can hide windbreaks and trees. a little bit of protected area, not from the drizzle and rain, of course, but I think it started out at 46 degrees or something like that, which for May is pretty unusual. It's pretty tough. Of course, you guys as well, you're not that far away from us.
Well, the Farmer's Almanac predicted this to be one of the coldest Mays on record.
Wow, well, right halfway through.
They made good with that then, because it's certainly working out.
Just saying.
Yeah, I'll say that on Saturday, because it was cold, windy, and rainy. I said, it's not bad when it's cold, it's not bad when it's windy, and it's not bad if it's raining. But when you add all three of those, when you're cold, wet, and blown around and miserable, it kind of makes for a bad day. You can take one of the two, but, I mean, one of the three. Not all three.
People,
all three at the same time pretty much suck.
Well, we had major suckage the second year that we ran the tournament, and we had to hold the tournament, I think it was in March. And tournament day, it was 36 degrees and raining. And it might have got to 38 at best. And Ray Montes from Virginia, from up your way, came down and fished that tournament, and he stayed out the entire day with a number of other people as well. And that year I did fish it and won the tournament with a single bass. And I guess about an hour and a half I caught that fish, and then I was done. I was content with that fish to go back in, find something warm to eat and some heat.
Count your blessings and go, right?
Yeah, exactly. We've run it, I guess, since 2008, 2009, and the beneficiary has changed or varied somewhat over the years, as well as who has run it. Past, I guess, two tournaments, Mark from NCFA has run the tournament and done a great job. Through some changes this year, we brought it back to the shop. And we got some feedback of kind of wanting to tone down the formality kind of the tournament. And so we did that by doing away with a captain meeting. We had people register online and collected emails and phone numbers. And the night prior to the tournament, we emailed out identifying numbers that could be written down, you know, on your hand or a piece of paper, whatever, as long as that was used along with the fish on the measure board, they would count. And then also you could choose between seven different lakes within the Greensboro area, Greensboro and Alamance County areas. So we dropped down enough, I think, from last year. I think maybe last year there were somewhere in the 50, 60 range, and this year we only had 24 people.
Wow.
Sign up for it.
Why do you think that is?
I guess there's always the angle, maybe people just don't like us.
I can't imagine. Y'all, some of the nicest folks around down there. I can't imagine anybody thinks that, Philip, honestly.
I talked to, out of curiosity, I was one or two. I talked to a few people, and we had four or five people go down to the Jacksonville tournament because it was on the same day. And then we had a number of people that were out of town. Some were working, weddings, this, that, and the other. It didn't all kind of pile up to give us low numbers. But we got, by dropping... You know, we also dropped. We weren't doing T-shirts. We weren't catering a dinner. We did the we grilled a dinner for everybody at the store on a cooker outside. And so by doing that, even though we had low numbers, we haven't got the official count yet. But it's probably going to be between $1,300 and $1,400 that we'll be able to. We picked two local nonprofit organizations that, though separate together, they work to enhance or protect the watershed of the Haw River that's local to our area. And one group also worked to secure property to allow for water and land access, both for paddling and hiking along this river trail. The river itself is 110 miles long, and it starts the upper northeast side of Greensboro and goes all the way down to Jordan Lake, and then further feeds after into Jordan Lake, spills out onto the Kaffir River, which then empties into Wilmington. It's a pretty populated area around for lots of runoff, things like that, that all we can do to protect and enhance and get people to appreciate the system, hopefully the cleaner it will be. So we chose those, and I think, for that many people, we...
For 25 people to raise $1,400, that's a pretty good chunk of money.
Yeah, and that, I'm not sure if that includes the raffles. We're thankful we had a number of companies, such as Yak Attack, who was kind to us and providing us with some gear to, and we end up raffling off Alone Auto Racks, Tui, and even for a small tournament, we had Hurricane Aqua Sports or Hurricane Kayaks donated the first place prize, which was a Skimmer 128.
Wow.
They're a North Carolina company down towards Wilmington.
Right.
And
good old Steve Jordan.
Water. Yeah, Steve Jordan. Yeah, he's a kind guy. I know Steve. Native Watercraft donated what we call Native Bucks, which was the equivalent of $900 that could be spent on anything Native through the shop. And so that was our second place prize. And the third was Warner chipped in a Skagit paddle, and MTI donated a PFD for the third place prize. So there were good prizes for a small tournament.
Do you think the state of the economy has anything to do with the low entry?
Not really, because the price of the entry wasn't any higher. We didn't do captain's bags. That requires even further more donations, and sometimes it can be at wholesale costs or buy-ins for those things. So we did absolutely everything we could to minimize the expense in operating the tournament. And, I think I was pleased with the way that it turned out. There was one other tournament that it was powerboat, but there were a number of people that fish powerboat and kayaks. And some team events, and I think we lost a few people to those as well. So I don't know. The overall numbers, exactly. It seemed like a number of people, too much conflict of other activities and whatnot that brought the numbers down. But I did want to try to get a poll out to at least the people that attended and see, because a lot of people wanted kind of an informal type tournament. Is one of the tournament series that I've been mentioning, you guys have been mentioning rather through the show, is the Carolina Yakfish series, and that is a North Carolina based tournament series, and that benefits the Howe chapter in North Carolina, and they do kind of an impromptu show up at the designated lake. Pitch in your $20-25 and the partial cash-based tournament. And so the numbers of some of those have been even higher. I don't know if anybody didn't come because of the weather, because it really wasn't that bad. I got out for a little while and took some photographs for a couple hours.
Well, maybe you need to have it back in the crappy March cold weather. It seems like you do better. So you got to make it miserable for people. But you got to look at it. I mean, I got to throw the prop out there because I know, and I was going to who won the event, right? Who won?
That's kind of an interesting unfolding of how that occurred. We you probably heard the phrase, you know, a computer is only as smart as the person that's using it. Well,
were
I was
the one?
Computer. I was using the computer, and I'm not an Excel spreadsheet master, or, you know, I can kind of poke around and figure a few things out, but even though it was a small amount of people, we decided to use the summation formulas to tabulate people's scores. It's a three-fish aggregate score, which is something else people wanted. They normally had just been, you know, the single largest fish one, so we changed that to the three-fish format. And to try to make it easier, and the score was to the close quarter inch. We weren't going to do eighths and so forth. That just been too complicated. So somehow, you know, we go through the list and we get our 1, 2, 3, our places, and we name them backwards, 3, 2. We get and name number one, and our friend from Virginia, Ray Montes, raises his hand and says, I had 48 or 58. And I'm thinking at first, he's got 58 what? And then it sets in. He's talking, he had 58 inches. And that, Chris, you can activate the bleep button, because that's when we were starting to go, you know, oh, bleep, 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 what the bleep?
Oh, man.
For the record, so not only is Ray Montes from Virginia, Ray Montes is from Virginia Beach. He literally lives less than 5 miles away from Mark and I. We know Ray well.
He's in your camp. Well, Ray came down and fished at that cold 36-degree day, too.
Well, that was my point. I mean, you got Ray traveling from Virginia Beach. He's fished that tournament several times. So, I mean, you guys must be putting on a pretty dang good show for him to drive 4+ hours to come fish a freshwater event down there. And
Ray
said,
brought Jesse Wade. Does that sound familiar?
I may not get
the right last name right. I don't have the list in front of me right now, but
you got to consider, in general, we're not big freshwater people. We're more salty.
I like them,
but I'm 3 hours from the coast, so majority-wise, I'm fishing fresh. And but anyway, so Ray says, you know, I got 58, and so he, you know, pause for station identification to reshuffle and look and see what's going on, and the spreadsheet that we'd filled out, we use Google Docs, which is an online format of storing the data, and I guess it wasn't saved, and then my computer went to sleep, so when I woke it up, it had logged out of the sheet and threw out everybody's data. So then I had to go back to the check-in sheet to look at those. And so I don't know if Ray's got, if his sheet somehow got, you know, wasn't entered or, you know, properly, or exactly what happened. But after we got that straightened out and apologized profusely to the guy who was in third place, now was in fourth place, and, you know, the other two dropped down, and Ray went to number one. Thankfully, it all worked out, and they understood and realized, you know, we were, you know, maybe not the best spreadsheet masters. But so Ray Montes won first place with 58 inches, and the fact that the top three finishers all were within 1 inch of each other.
Wow.
I think it was Scott Inge from Raleigh, North Carolina, got like 57 and a half.
Wow.
And Joey Sullivan, Cary, North Carolina, got, I think it was 57 and a quarter, something like that.
So close.
Joey Sullivan, that's the one that Mark Patterson's got in his crosshairs, isn't it?
Yeah, good luck chasing Joey. You know, he's a fishing fool.
Patterson's listening somewhere tonight. I'll be getting a phone call after this show, I'm sure.
But after listening to those numbers, aren't you, and those, that little faux pas, aren't you glad you didn't have more entries? You probably would have been in bigger trouble in the end.
Yeah, it was mainly, I remember, of course, I knew who knew the top three.
We would be talking to Philip tonight. He'd be having his jaw wired shut or something.
and we knew who we mentioned the top three were, so it was just a matter of, you know, recalculating those three sheets and not everybody's, but, you know, thankfully everybody understood. And there, the field did overall, you know, really well. There was a lot of nice fish caught. I think there was something between 8 and 10, 18-plus fish, and the largest was 22.5, which was caught by the person who we thought had third, but once we recalculated, got dropped out. But I think he ended up winning some raffle items as well. But of course, Ray did well. He always does well in the raffles and won a few things on that as well. So overall, you know, we're real pleased with it. And I would like to find out, you know, more about how people like that format and how it worked out for them. It's you know,
it's all good up until
you're
judging, Philip. Until you screwed up the judges, all went
well. But you know, it was funny too, because I won't name names, but I had somebody else look over my shoulder and verify that they were correct as well, just for a backup. And so somehow it slipped past both of us.
Makes you feel any better, and I don't mind, because half the people in here know what I'm talking about. I've been there, done that. TKA was in its 8th, 9th year now, and we still have glitches every tournament, it seems like. I don't know. It's human error plus the old computer thing and all that stuff goes on. It happens. So, you know, it is what it is. You can't dwell on it. It stinks when it happens. Believe me, I've been in the middle of some of those crazy hiccups in the middle of judging, and you think you got everything wired and together, and then somewhere in the middle of it all, you're running around crazy trying to fix something. So it happens.
People get ugly.
Well, what I was real happy about is that, you know, it was caught right then, and at least Ray remembered what he had, and it wasn't the day after or 2 days later. He's like, well, wait a minute, I had 58. So it was caught, you know, right then and there, and it wasn't drawn out, and you know, nobody took a boat home that we ended up now having to ship to Virginia or this, that, or the other. So, you know, it was a challenge. I left the lake, I guess, around about 11:30 to get to the shop by 12 to start getting everything set up. I show up at the shop, and we ended up being a little shorthanded, and we were busy as could be. And I think I ended up selling something like 4 or 5 boats and put a rack on somebody's car and rented somebody a kayak, and then I turned around and it's half an hour before we're supposed to start checking people in, and you know, so we're scurrying around trying to get everything set up, and so that you know, that's a little bit of a challenge trying to run that part of it and still operate the store, though not by myself by any means at the same time, but it seemed to all go pretty well.
Cool. Well, very good. I'm glad. I'm glad you're still able to talk to us and nobody got too crazy with you and jumped you or anything.
Joey did, as we mentioned, you know, we were going to have to, you know, check. Actually, I said, you know, Ray was the winner. He's holding the basically the native $900 buck sign, and he's like, "Oh well, okay, it was great, guys. I'll see you later."
Yeah.
he was gonna take off that, and which it bumped him down from second place to third place, and it turned out well for Scott. He ended up we had one of our sailboats that was still SALE left over from a spring sail. He took home a Manta Ray 14. With his native buck, so yeah, we certainly appreciate everybody's involvement and contributions to making that successful. And hopefully, once they eliminate or crossed out the minor expenses of the food, which was really the only expense we had, we'll be able to get a definitive number to put up there. If you don't
Very
think
cool.
about coming down to North Carolina, at least in our mountains, though, if you've watched any of the weather, which probably it's not been like biblical flooding, but anywhere kind of west of us, some of the towns have had eight inches of rain yesterday within
Woody had put up pictures of the river that they whitewater behind his house, and where they take out was like underwater. It was crazy. It was like mad. I don't know what the name of that river is. You might know over there where Woody lives down there by the native plant. But yeah, it was crazy the amount of the way that river was running down that way.
Yeah, I saw that. That's the Green River. We actually did a number of years ago a photo shoot with some of the boats there, and it's basically a circulating pool that's maybe 2,000 square foot area below some of the tailings of the rapids from the whitewater area or section, and it's normally really nice. You know, it fluctuates with the releases and so forth, but yeah, I saw that photograph. I can hardly even recognize that. The Catawba River system, the Broad, Watauga Rivers, all those, like the Catawba normally runs somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 CFS, and it was running up to 45,000 CFS.
Holy cow.
Earlier today. So yeah, that's pretty devastating for some of those areas. Though I haven't heard of any property damage and anything like that, which is good. Watauga, some of the rivers, these are low crossing bridges. They're flooded, so roads are impassable. But even the parking lot below some of the dams are flooded and got trees and all kinds of stuff up in the parking lots now.
Huh. Yeah, well, everybody out that way, be safe.
You guys.
Hope everybody's safe. Wait, take your time to get back on the river then out that side. Well,
definitely.
Cool, Bill.
Thank you for calling in.
Huh?
Definitely. You guys come down sometime. We'll spend a little bit of time throwing lures in fresh water.
Yeah, I would like
to
get a bigger bass. That's on my list this year.
I got the perfect spot.
Not just an accidental bass or one of those micro basses, a real bass.
Oh, yeah, something 6 pounds or more.
Wow, yeah.
All right, well, there we go. Road trip in our future. Well, cool, yeah, we'll have to make a plan, Phil, to come out your way. You just got to come over this way, though. We'll make it a trade-off, all right? Come do the salt in Virginia, and we'll come do some fresh water with you out there.
That sounds good. I'm hoping that I'll have some free time and maybe be able to get back up to the TKA this year.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, which I'll just get ready to share about that, too. So very cool. I hope so. Well, thank you for calling in, Philip, and thank you, as always, every week for giving us your reports. We really appreciate it, trying to keep everybody in the loop of what's going on down in North Carolina. So anytime, feel free to call and share with us what you got.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Philip.
What was that?
Thank you for your fishing report.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Well, I guess it was more of the tournament, but fishing's still, you know, decent, more inland. And I think I caught the tail end of Jay saying something about the water starting to clear up, which hopefully it does. You know, all this rain that we've had won't get down to our coast. It'll go down all the way down near Santee Cooper and flush out there just north of Charleston area.
All right. The low country's going to get a little higher.
Yes. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
All right, take care, Phil. Thank you, too.
Hey.
Well, you just mentioned... Hey.
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 I would like to give a special shout-out to Seth and Cam, who's apparently either listening or in the chat room. Them two are getting married on Saturday. The husband and wife
Woo-hoo.
Are rising. Watch out. Sooner or later, they're going to have to make a category of tournaments, husband and wife teams only. Congratulations to you guys. It couldn't be happening to nicer people. Looking forward to fishing with you guys again.
And that's when? They're getting married this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday.
Holy cow, that came up quick. I mean, that's what they're saying too, probably. But gosh, yeah, it is. Wow, very cool. Well, congrats and best of luck. You guys enjoy your day Saturday, and we'll see you back here whenever you get home. They go. Very cool. That's right. They're going to North Carolina. Cool. Well, congrats, you two.
Wow. I guess since Seth can't hear us at all for some reason, he can only hear last week's show.
Oh. Well, never mind about your wedding, Seth. Never mind, dude. We wasted all that time. Dang on it. No, just joking. Well, he can podcast this show, and then he can hear what we said about it. Very cool. All right, well, Philip just mentioned it, and I had a note here, and I want to make sure we're getting to the top of the hour before everybody starts ducking and diving out of here. If you happen to have fished the TKA tourney last year, you should have got a special little email this week that the registration for last year's participants is open, and that'll mean, I think, in 2 weeks, they'll open registration for everyone else. So there'll be a little window for people who fished last year. Like I said, you should have gotten an email. And, boy, if everybody signs up, that's 275 people got an email this week, because that's how many people fished the event last year. So, but that means the registration will be opening soon for anyone who has not fished. So mark that on your calendar for the end of September. TK tournament's coming around the corner. So, and then I also have a note here for the end of the month. TK is going to have a fishing get-together, Owls Creek, which is Rudy Inlet. For those who don't know, May 26th at 8 a.m., you do not have to be a TK member.
Woohoo!
You can come on out and join the gang and go fishing in Owls Creek on May 26th, 8 a.m., open to anybody. So, should be a good time. The end of the month. All right, well, we've filled up our full hour here. I don't think I have anything else to share tonight. I believe we covered everything. We got it all. Chris, you?
Here.
Anything? You guys are all chatting about the wedding now.
Yeah, Tom is trying to meet the bride, and he did squeeze in that it's Debbie's 50th birthday on Saturday.
Wow.
Happy early birthday, or don't download the podcast. Once again, it's one of the nicest people we know. Happy birthday to you, Debbie, and we love your cakes.
Hey, Tom, you going to make her a birthday cake then?
Okay. Yeah.
Not answering. All right, everybody. Well, get out there, get on the water. Fishing's going to be doing pretty well here now. We'll get this couple little rainstorms out of the way the next day or two, and we should be good to go. Fish are pretty much everything's starting to pop up pretty good now. Speckled trout, red drum trout are moving all at Elizabeth, so they're pretty scattered. But you should start to find them in their usual summer spots here pretty soon. Bluefish kind of all over. Getting better reports of flounder inside Lynn Haven and inside Rudy Inlet. Nothing out on the bridge yet. Eastern Shore, drum. Whether you like them red or you like them black, they're both over there when you can get out again with the wind and the crappy weather. But the big drum, both blacks and reds, are on the eastern shore. Don't forget, it's also spring stripers are out there. They say not a lot of people have been targeting them because once those drum come in, people kind of shut off. We get our fill of striper in the fall and winter drum. But the drum will be here all the way through October or so. So you can go out there and do whatever you want. It'll only get better as the weeks progress. So, oh, yeah, one other thing. Don't forget, for anybody looking to upgrade or change kayaks or just want something new, different, whatever, May 18th, Wild River Outfitters is having their demo day at the Narrows. It's Seashore State Park, 64th Street. And it should be a pretty good event. All the major reps and all with those companies that Wild River sells will be there. So that's, I believe, 9 a.m. I believe Hal's going to have a booth there. So come on out, May 18th. Yep, there you go. Tidewater Chapter will be there too. So May 18th, next Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday.
I am going to give a shameless plug for my daughter, Amara. Amara will be available with all of her duck tape creations that you can buy this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 4021 Church Point Road. Again, that's at 4021 Church Point Road in Virginia Beach. That's also the whole entire Church Point, if you don't know Church Point, but Church Point Neighborhood Yard Sale. If you're looking to scoop up something nice out of the ordinary, that is the place to come. Again, Amara with her duct tape creations will be there from 8 to 1 at 4021 Church Point Road.
We're trying to start our college fund now, so please come buy some duct tape goodies.
You know, actually, it's kind of funny you say college fund. Amara was talking about buying a car when she turned 16.
Yeah, well, we won't talk about that right now. All righty then. With that being said, hope everybody has a great week, what's left of it. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you around here next Tuesday, tomorrow night. The Low Sodium Show, Thursday, Chip Gibson, and next Monday, Redfish Chuck, Kayak Fish Radio. Don't forget to go to yakangler.com. Check out everything Boondoggle if you're planning on going. Better start putting your stuff together now. Like I said, it'll be here before you know it. That's all I got. Good night, everyone. Chris, hit some buttons.
Remember, people, safety, safety, safety. A lot of boaters out of there in force, too. Blues are hitting. All kinds of people. So be careful out there. Water temperatures all not all up there yet either. So keep that in mind. Wear those waders. Anyways, tight lines, everybody, no matter where you're fishing. Remember, take your children fishing. They are our next generation anglers. Good night, everybody.